Hey everybody, I'm Doug, and this is my co-host,
Casey.
See, Casey. And this is episode 18.
What Thank do we you. Got? This episode is sponsored by Marine Data Solutions.
Marine Data Solutions, let's never forget, no throttling, no contract, unlimited data. I'm actually going out on a trip to the Bahamas this weekend, and the switchover was seamless. We're uploading this show from their server. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, what else we got?
I don't know, but I feel like we're like Kelly, Ripa, and Regis.
Regis?
Yeah, Regis.
Wait a minute. What about that other guy? That Seacrest guy. Regis is like 89 years old.
Okay, he's Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, we're the Kelly and Regis of yachting.
Yes.
All right, what do we got?
Industry news, Bahamas. So now you have to clear out of the Bahamas when you leave?
This is, yes. Now, I never clear in to begin with, but now you have to clear out when you leave. So if you're in like a remote little island or something, you're going to have to go back to civilization, clear out, and then come back. It's going to be a pain, but you got to do it. Okay, go to the left now.
What are you doing?
Copy.
I'm calibrating the radar. We're going out on a trip. Go ahead.
Calibrating
next.
The radar?
Yeah.
Okay, Marine Max acquires Northrop & Johnson.
Oh, they just swallowed up Northrop & Johnson, Marine Max, and then last year they swallowed up Fraser Yachts. They're going to be right now the largest recreational yacht retailer in the United States. That's insane.
That is insane. What does that mean exactly, though?
What's that mean?
Yeah.
That means all the Sea Ray captains are going to start running big mega yachts, so watch out.
Oh, exciting.
Okay, now go to the right.
It's like 100 degrees out there. I'm just letting you know.
It does look hot, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's very
hot. It's an important part of calibrating the radar.
Exactly. Oh, sure. So, Cannes Yachting Festival 2020. Love Cannes.
Okay, they just made an announcement that the Cannes Yachting Festival will happen between the 8th and 13th of September. So gear up. If you have a yacht and you're in a festival mood, this is a place to be.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Oh, well, that's it. Slow news week.
No fires?
I haven't been on a boat.
Okay. Maybe we've solved that fire problem.
So the bottom line is now on Yachting International Radio. How exciting.
This is crazy. We're being syndicated now in 88 countries. Yachting International Radio is a platform that is built for yacht crew. They've got other captains on there. They got chefs showing you stuff. They got all kinds of stuff.
Expertise.
It's like the NBC network of yachting. You guys should go check it out. It's around the world. Okay, let's do counterclockwise.
I'm going to push him in.
Roger.
He does look a little hot, doesn't he?
Yes, it's so hot.
It's like 103. Anyway, next.
Okay, so boating terms, elision.
Okay. Okay, this is a good one. Elision. Everybody thinks you've had a collision, but if you hit something that's not really moving, like a land-based object, that's an elision.
Yeah, elision. Okay, yeah. So can you give an example of that?
Sure. When the Sea Ray captain says that they've had a collision, you have to politely correct them and say, no, hitting a bridge is an elision.
Okay, yeah. But what's going on with him?
Radar. Go ahead. One more. Don't worry. I got it under control.
Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. So bareboat charter.
Okay.
Some people can get this confused.
Yes. This can be.
You have?
Just the one time.
Oh, really?
It was way before digital cameras, so I'm fine.
I have a Polaroid.
Don't show up to the boat without any clothes on. A bareboat charter actually means that there's nothing on the boat. No food, no fuel, no nothing. So don't do the mistake that I made.
Okay.
Next.
Next, reefer. Reefer.
Oh, we're going to talk about new crew. Okay. So if you hear a boat that has huge reefers, reefer is a refrigerator.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, even I got that wrong.
Yes, reefer is a refrigerator. Let's make that clear right now.
So you don't need to bring your medical marijuana card.
Nope.
Okay.
Next.
All right, gross tonnage.
That's gross. I'm not going to talk
about
it. We'll hit that next time.
Okay, so questions. Christine E. from Santa Barbara, where did the term quarantine come from?
The term quarantine came from Venice in the 14th century. It was actually, the Italian word is quarantina.
Guarani.
Which means locked down for 40 days. They did this to all the ships coming to make sure they were clear and safe for Venice. Nowadays, it's like yacht crew. We're quarantined. However, there are some exceptions. You can be quarantined, but you can still get a mani-pedi, apparently.
Yeah.
You can be quarantined and still go skateboarding with your friends.
It's
a little loose right now. Oh, my friend just came into town. I got to go see him. But anyway. Okay, let's do counterclockwise one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
He's hot. He's burning
well,
up
what,
there.
Okay, what do we got going here? Next.
Okay, crew corner. Okay,
yeah,
he is
a little.
Yeah, crew corner. New crew.
New crew.
There's newbies, green.
And stupid. Give new crew a break, will you please? Don't razz them. Everybody starts out somewhere. Actually, he is looking up. You know what? Lori Lucas is doing
Lori.
Our camera. Why don't you show our new crew member what he's up to so everybody can take an idea? You know, you guys do not razz the new crew. All right? It's crazy. You don't want to do this. Welcome them on the boat. Don't make them do stupid stuff. It's that
Get
simple.
Him out of there.
It's that simple.
Get him out of there.
Everybody starts out.
Yeah.
Why put him through torture?
When I started
you know what?
I started
Hold on
somewhere.
A second. Okay, that's good. I got another job for you.
What's that?
I want you to go down to the engine room and find my compass bearing grease.
Compass bearing grease.
Roger.
Compass bearing grease.
Oh my gosh.
He's not going to find
No.
it. Anyway, new crew, will you guys please take it easy on them? I mean, they deserve more.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it for this episode. I'm
yeah.
Doug.
I'm Casey.
And that was episode 18. You guys have a great
that's
weekend.
That's the bottom line.
Bye.
Bye.